Well, hello and oh, welcome back to my channel, everybody. If you guys are new here, my name is Noosh and I make reactions here on YouTube. And today we're going to be continuing on our Eurovision 2025 series that will be held in the city of Basel, Switzerland this May. We are continuing our Super Saturday that has been going ahead tonight and we have just looked at UMK. So if you have not seen the final reaction of that, click above here. But right now we are going to be looking at Ukraine's win for their Vidbir 2025, and it seems it is Zifferblatt, which wasn't my ultimate favorite, I'll be honest. So I'm very intrigued to see what the final performance of this was like. But before we do so, please do not forget to like and subscribe to my channel over here, clicking that notification bell so you don't miss any of my videos. And if you'd like to follow me over on Instagram, it is Noosh101. Maybe it's because I don't remember it so much. Oh, nice staging. Really nice staging. I feel like I've been transported into the 70s or something. It's giving me hippie-esque vibes. We've got Netflix as well, but multicolored in the back. Really great vocals. The harmonies? This is quality, I will say that. Ooh. I love that. Formula is unexpected. And there's the English side of it. Vocally. Okay, now I'm remembering this bit. When I listen to all the songs, instrumentally rich, for sure. Ooh, that's a nice like pause, yeah, ooh. Wow, okay, I wasn't expecting this to be this good, to be honest. Oh, such a gentle, like, I feel like I'm in a meadow quite literally, like what I'm seeing right now. Oh, piercing and pitch perfect. So unique. Like, I mean, yeah, at first I just wasn't sure because I think when you just hear the audio version of this, it's not something that immediately you would say, okay, go to Eurovision. I don't think personally, it's not that type of song and it's very different for Ukraine to have something like this, I think as well, which is nice. We need countries to send different music. So I am completely here for this. I am happy that Ukraine has picked something a little bit more edgy, it is that. And therefore it will stand out, I think. Vocally there, talents there, instrumentals are there. I can't really say anything bad about this. We have a long way to go until we have the full lineup. So let's wait until then. I mean, it wasn't my favorite song that I'm going to be playing on repeat. I don't think so, but performance-wise, I would definitely watch this again and enjoy it. I am very happy about this. Another good song for the Super Saturday. I am very happy the way it's going. And we have Latvia's song that's just come out now. So I'm going to go look at that. But yeah, not bad at all. And ultimately, of course, that's just what I thought. I want to know what you thought of Ukraine's song for this year's Eurovision 2025. Please let me know down in the comment section below. I'm going to go and I'll see you very, very soon. Bye-bye.